Sky Blue Stories is recorded at the Hills Podcast Studio at the Bella Vista Hotel.
Arrow Sports sponsors Sky Blue Stories, and if you have found it hard or it's been hard to find your perfect sports jerseys, never mind. Head to www.arrowsport.com.au. From football to basketball, netball to rugby, Arrow Sport has you covered. Right now on Instagram, catch their latest designs and prototypes at @arrow_sportau.
Thank you, guys. Yeah, excited.
Thank you so much. And thanks for saying I'm your favorite player.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
No problem. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks so much for having me. It's an absolute pleasure to be here.
No problem, guys. Thank you for having us.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me. Thank you. Thank you for having me on here.
Thanks for having me.
No problem. Thank you for having me on. Hey, guys. How are you going?
No problems at all, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thank you very much. It's a nice introduction.
No problem. Thanks so much for having me on, guys.
Well, thank you very much. Thanks for having me, guys.
A good laugh, a good chat. So enjoyed it. Thanks, boys.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, or good night. Welcome to Sky Blue Stories, another episode, another week of football in the A-League, another dominant victory by Sydney FC, which we haven't seen that much so far this season. As you can hear, I'm joined by Sean Maloney. Sean, hello.
Good evening.
And the beautiful and very haircutted.
Ooh,
Jonathan several Finger. Haircuts.
Yeah.
Good Jonathan. Evening.
Good evening.
City fans.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. Big week, lots to talk about, and let's just get right into it. Sean.
Let's get into the nitty-gritty of it, James.
Debrief us.
Let's go to the socials. Rowdy, the man continues to impress. So many tricks up that man's sleeve. There's a new feature on SFC stats, opposition player stats. So if it wasn't enough just looking at the Sky Blues past and present, you can now get into the nitty-gritty of other players across the league and be able to compare them for each match. So if we're playing Adelaide, you can compare how many times Elsie gets a red card and past and present and so on. So, Rowdy, you've outdone yourself, mate. When do you sleep? When do you get to see the family? I guess it doesn't matter because SFC comes first. So thank you. And jokes aside, that was an attempt at humour by me. Jump on to the SFC stats, SFCstatistics.com, and get on there and have a read of it. Jamie, a little thing came out, and it is ever present to mention this because we're in illustrious company when it comes to our squad at the moment, that we're boasting three out of the four greatest ever goal scorers in the A-League.
For Sydney FC, right?
For Sydney FC.
Yeah.
Because Bobo, number one, is not on the list at the moment because obviously.
Senor Brosk.
Your best mate, Jono. Rubbing shoulders, coffee, whatnot. Getting hugs after SCG games, calling you from across the crowd.
Hugs were
pushing
shit.
People away. It's like the parting of the Red Sea when he saw you. Bobo with 63, Alfie with 48, and the maestro Milos, sneaky bitch.
What?
Isn't that it?
That's the right name.
Yeah, that's the right reference. Yeah, right reference. Yeah. Marion will understand.
Millwall sneaky bitch.
Yeah.
Right.
38 goals.
I've missed that one. I'm not down with the kids.
Do you want to explain it to him?
Yeah, what's the...
No. That's all right. Yeah.
We'll show you the clip later.
Ladies League. Millwall sneaky bitch interview.
Yeah.
Right.
Millwall sneaky bitch. Very funny. And last but not least, this is a two-parter. Good old Opta Jason with all the A-League kind of stats and statistics and whatnot. We had, let me just bring it up, was it good old Opta? So Paddy Wood's 71st goal on Adelaide, against Adelaide, the fourth 71st goal.
71st-minute goal, yep.
19 passes. Tiki-taka, Yoga Benito, Barcelona-esque.
Flick switched. That one.
19 passes, the joint second most of any goal scored in the A-League this season. And he posted, Opta, Mr. Jason Opta, I don't know which is his first or last name. The club retweeted it, and then Ryan McGowan commented, didn't want to touch.
He's the only one that didn't touch it.
Yeah, yeah. And I can only think it's maybe Davina from North Ryde said, sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Which he would have from the that
Davina, name. Davina comment.
Yeah, he would have. So fantastic. That was a brilliant goal. And we'll talk more about that goal.
We will indeed. We will indeed. Just two other things from around the grounds. From me, you alluded to it just before. Thanks. Big shout out to club legend, Mr. Alex Brosk, who... We finally got together and got a signature on his little Funko Pop that we had made much earlier this year, actually. And it will now find its rightful home with recipient Roscoe Anderson, who helped us raise a hell of a lot of money for the Leukemia Foundation earlier in the year. So thank you, Broski, for taking time out of your day, my friend. Oh, friend?
Yeah, acquaintance. Friend. Yeah.
This is disgusting. Yeah. This is disgusting. Legendary. We can't go a podcast without a name drop.
Just a turn of phrase.
Another round the grounds thing that's not on the run sheet. Alexander Bomyohan is currently, as we speak, at Sydney Fashion Week. That's it. That's news. Anyway.
That's the story.
Probably
you
with Tutty.
You would imagine so.
Yeah. Who knows? Although he does like to wear his button-up shirts all the way buttoned up to the neck. So if that's not a fashionista, I don't know what is.
Oh, there you go.
Straight out of Milan or Berlin.
Alex Brosk, Alex Bomyohan, and Kiwi Sardines, Eric, our Patreon, who we spoke to a little bit earlier tonight, but unfortunately we weren't in a position to record. So, Eric, big shout out to you, my friend. Thank you so much for taking some time out, and we'll definitely get you back on the pod very, very, very soon.
Some club and squad business. First item of which being Gauza, Grant, and Redders gone to the Socceroos. Now, we'll get on to Grant and Redders in a sec. But before I let you share kind of the rest of this, Sean, I wanted to pose a question to the two of you.
Pose.
Is this the last game we've seen of Ryan McGowan in Sky Blue?
John and him are best mates, so...
What?
No. You're slipping into his DMs,
come
you
on.
Know it.
No.
Well, was it you or somebody else said they reckon that he's got one more...
Big contract.
Yeah, left in him. Yeah, so...
Could be where's his could wife be something gone? on the street. Back to Scotland, I believe.
He might have a new manager as well at if you know what's you know what I'm saying.
Oh, if he goes to Celtic, yeah. Postecoglou. Yeah.
Well, the
you'd be lucky to play for
heard
Gibbs,
a couple
really.
Of, heard a couple of different angles
Grant.
On this. Yeah. Heard a couple of different angles on this. One is that he's already signed with a championship club in England.
God, no, not QPR.
No, well, it could be. I don't know. If you wanted to play for a relegation threatened side. love you, Chris. But then the other day, well, the other information we've got is that, you know, he'd like one more sort of, you know, good contract. And I don't know if the championship's going to give him a good one. Like, if someone said to me, good contract, you're looking at what Branners has done and gone to
Asia.
Thailand, India.
You know, where McGowan's played before. So, yeah, it'd be interesting to see.
How old is he?
32.
Older?
32? Yeah, 32 sounds right.
Be about that.
Give or take.
So it'll be interesting to see
31.
How he goes.
August.
Isn't that kind of
it's
old?
It's more than likely now his last game that we've seen.
I think so.
Unless there's some sort of...
He might come back in a year or two and do a Wilco.
Maybe. Yeah, but I think his family's pretty settled over there in Scotland.
Yes.
And that seems to be where home is. But if it is his last game, gents, pretty
what
outstanding record.
Yeah. Mm. And what a last game.
And what
as
a
well,
last game,
right?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Something else you mentioned, I know I keep cutting you in, Sean, you just mentioned Branners, and that's something we didn't touch on the socials. Really good to see Branners being reunited with his old man, who by all accounts isn't... so, you know, fingers crossed and heartfelt wishes to Brendan O'Neill and his family. Really good to see that they made it out of quarantine and are able to spend some quality time together.
And they get down to the track and have a bet because I think the old man likes a bet, doesn't he?
He does.
Miles does.
Yeah.
Well, we mentioned that with Gauza, Grant and Redders gone on Socceroos duty, very bittersweet. Happy for them to get those achievements and, you know, whatnot. To beef up their Wikipedia page too. But the implications for us with the finals. How about this first question? Out of those three, who will we miss the most? Who is the biggest hole left in the team?
I think McGowan, to be honest. Ryan Grant's had a good season but not a great season. Hang on, I'll redo that. Redmayne, because we don't have a number
okay.
two.
Interesting, very different to me.
We may have as much confidence in. Van der Sar I've seen do well. What's his name? The other one.
I think as big a loss as Gauza is, I think Ryan Grant is probably the most individual player of those three in terms of what he actually adds to the side. So I think Wallen can slot in
he's
quite
a very
well
good understudy
for McGowan. And Redmayne, I mean, if the defence do their job, he's, you know, whoever the keeper is, hopefully doesn't have much to do. So I think Ryan Grant adds that point of difference when he is on. And he's been, he has been a bit hot and cold, but, you know, he had a superb game on the weekend. And so replacing that with either a young and relatively inexperienced player at right back in Harry van der Sarg, or let's say the less dynamic Paolo Retre,
that's an option.
That I think is going to put a lot more pressure on young Joel King, who's been having a stellar month of football. So
could he do
it? Might work out okay. Sean, what's your thoughts on it?
I think exactly that. I think Grant's the biggest hole to fill, so to speak, figuratively. Because you got Benny Wall, and he's a fantastic centre-back. And if Gowser does end up in Scotland or Thailand or wherever it is, that he might end up with that last big contract kind of thing, as we alluded to. If Benny Wallen comes in and hangs out with Wilco there at centre-back, I'd be more than happy to see Ben Wallen start at centre-back with Wilco week in, week out. Even Floddy as well.
See, I think I'd prefer more of a Jop van der Linden type.
God, what are you, high? And then Redders. Like, Redders is absolutely brilliant, but I'd like to see Pavlicic get the nod over Tommy Heward-Bell.
Well, the commentary team on the weekend made the comment that that THB was it's a small pencil was dropped to the NPL for game time. Which, yeah, I found a little bit surprising, because I actually thought that Pavlicic would almost be ahead in the pecking order, but I guess this weekend
he was great with the limited ACL time that he got, because he hadn't broken his collarbone. But
yeah, he was. But I guess maybe because it's just finals, they don't want to expose him to it at this stage. And THB's got a little bit more experience. No, Pav's a teenager.
Yeah.
And Tommy'd be 22 or something. But yeah, so it'd be an interesting call. Obviously, Corica's call to make, and Matthew Nash, the goalkeeping coach. But yeah, it'll be interesting. Interesting to see.
Yeah, watch this space. Be interesting to see what happens with this week's game. And that will give us a good indication as to what Corica will do with finals, which we'll get to momentarily. Other couple of points. Look, this one's maybe not that big a deal, but I couldn't help it because I quite like Ryan Teague, and it's nice to keep in touch with what past and present kind of players, you know, past players are doing overseas and whatnot. So Ryan Teague's signed up with the current, or the, how do I say it, the manager of Ronaldo. So if you don't know...
Mendes.
Yep, that's right. So if you don't know Ryan Teague's on a five-year contract in Portugal with Famalicão.
Famalicão.
Very nice. Well done. No, that's better pronunciation by you, Jonathan. Which I think they're Div 2. Are they Div 2 or something? But like he's in their youth squad. There might be a chance for him to maybe get some senior playing time, but in the future. But picked up by Jorge Mendes, or Jorge, how do you say it properly?
If he's Portuguese, it'd be a hard J.
Jorge. Yeah.
Okay. George.
George. Or George Mendes. Ronaldo's manager. Like, maybe this manager sees something in this kid. He's 18 at a club where, like, the average age is one of the youngest clubs in Portugal with, like, the average age is, like, about 23.
Yeah, exactly right.
So you might see some potential in this kid. So, you know, watch this space with Ryan Teague, and who knows, maybe in the next year or two, you might see him running around with the senior team of the Socceroos after getting some Oli Roos experience too in recent times. And last but not least, this was all over the internets. A-League memes had a wonderful time, had fun with this. If you've been living under a rock in the past week or so, Channel 10, the home of Neighbours and a country practice back in the day.
Might be behind on Neighbours, Sean. What's been happening?
Oh, that's for our Patreon.
I haven't seen it for a couple of weeks.
35-year-old men watching Neighbours.
It's better than Home and Away. I just like to switch off at the night and like to see.
It's better than Home and Away.
Yeah. I just want to know what Carl Kennedy and Susan get up to. What?
True.
Fuck the haters.
This now, is worse than Middleby Lane.
Is Toadie still dating that
old lady?
Sectogenarian?
What's the sectogenarian?
70-plus-year-old.
Oh, is it? Oh, she's pushing 70. Yeah. Yeah, she's, you know, he loves the geriatrics.
Yeah.
And he's still putting one in. He's done well, Toadfish.
He's done well, Toadie.
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah, we digress. Channel 10 and Paramount Plus on board to view, or to be the new home of the A-League. Gents, what do we think? Yay, nay? Is it better than... What was that other streaming service that bid for the Champions League?
Oh, Sportflix.
Yeah. Are we happy that it's gone from Fox?
A lot of people seem to see the Champions League and the Europa League because they couldn't find the financial backing. Funny, they went, we'll give you $40 million. We don't have $40 million. I'm just going to go to a bank.
Here's an IOU.
Yeah. And and all the banks went, yeah, you look dodgy, so no. Yeah. So sports flicks were.
Are we happy that it's gone from Fox?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah? Why?
I am.
Is it just because of the W League and how they've treated
it?
No,
the game just needs a different.
A fresh face?
Representative. Yeah. Yeah, definitely. And you know, to what all the, again, you know, what all the actual journalists have said, you know, Fox basically is the reason that we have an A-League since day one. So, you know, we're obviously, football people, despite the last couple of years, should be eternally grateful to Fox Sports for that.
It was time to move on, though.
But it's time. Yeah, it's time.
A relationship had run its course.
I think
Will we see a Simon Hill? Will we see like a Adam Peacock and Brenton Speed, Robbie Slater, etc.?
I really want them to cull the talent.
But, you know, will we see some of those Fox people just, you know, in a season's time?
It'll be interesting, right? Because do you want your own fresh face to say, no, we're not actually Foxtel?
Yeah, this is not Fox Sports 2.0.
This is 10, Viacom, whoever it is. But Simon Hill's a must.
Yeah.
Let's not beat around the bush. Like, if they do not get him as the commentator for that Saturday night game in particular, they're kidding themselves. Mm. His popularity is
through the roof.
Still through the roof, and he hasn't commentated for the whole season.
Hang on.
In the A-League.
Well, yeah, there we go.
A-League. But I don't know about, like, the other...
He's a champion.
You know, like an Adam Peacock, who I have a hell of a lot of respect for. I really like Adam. But I don't know if they'll just...
Is there somebody else
from there and say...
Look, I don't find... You know? I don't have a problem with Adam Peacock. I just don't find him particularly engaging as a commentator. I like his halftime stuff. But doing the match commentary on Fox...
Yeah, well, he pretty much had to do that to keep a job.
Yeah, right.
He didn't have a choice. Same as Bozza, right? Like, Bozza's not a commentator.
Not even to keep a job, to keep the bloody broadcast alive.
Exactly. But as a host, like you said, Jimmy, he's really, really, really good.
Is there somebody else, Jonathan, within the game who you'd like to see... Who's not involved in Fox Sports? That would step up and actually be a really good commentator.
I think Garby would be a wonderful face of the game for them. He knows his stuff. He's similar to Simon Hill in that he's, you know, he's got that overseas knowledge as well. I think they could do a lot worse than Daniel Garb.
One thing I did love was, and gosh, I loved this during many World Cups ago. They said, well, if the A-League's coming to Channel 10, that means possibly Santo, Sam and Ed could come back. Because you already got Ed and Sam on, exactly. You know, thanks for you been paying attention. I love that show with the World Cup. That was very funny with Santo, Sam and Ed. But another character said online, he said, oh, fuck, here goes another subscription I have to pay for. But
that is the downside for the consumer.
But
who said that?
Oh, I can't remember. But he's got a point because, like, we're already paying for all these bloody subscriptions these days.
But it will be on free to air, so hopefully that acts as a nice little kind of.
But there was one thing in the press release stuff said in a football first A League and W games available in Paramount, which launches on Wednesday, 11th of August. So maybe that's a little clue as to when the start of the season will be. For $8.99, football fans and club members given a special deal to access all games. Mm. So if you sign up with your club, you might get 3 months free or
something
half
like
the price or something. So
interesting.
Really exciting. Just glad to have the A-League and W-League as well online. And if you haven't seen and read about this, you get online and read about it because you don't want to hear us ramble on about all the specific ins and outs of it. So, and well done to Danny Townsend and
his team,
APL guys, for, what do you call it, brokering?
Yes.
Yeah, brokering this deal.
Negotiating, brokering. Yeah. The big thing of note with the deal is, this was mentioned by Grant Muir, Mr. SFCU himself, is roughly $100 to $150 million of capital investment into soccer in Australia. What that basically means, if you to distill it, is... a private equity firm or a private firm, a private backer made up of private investors, Paramount themselves, what's the A-League working group called?
APL?
The APL,
thank you.
I forgot the acronym. The APL are chunking in roughly $100 to $150 million of money over about 5 years. to grow the game in Australia. Yeah, that'll cover
like
2%
off 2% of the, don't they?
2.5%.
Yeah,
2.5%. Which means they've got skin in the game, which is good news, right? They want to see that 150 million go up. It means that marketing activities will be coordinated. It'll be a clear message. It'll be come and watch our game, as well as individual money set aside for clubs to promote their games in local areas. It's events, fan outreach, all sorts of stuff. It's a huge, huge thing that is perhaps even more significant than a new broadcast partner. And can touch wood, that was me banging on some wood. Not my own.
Not my own.
The table.
Touched my junk.
Sean's. That is huge. Absolutely huge. So I think specifically if we're calling out Danny, that's got to be noted as well. That's massive. Yeah.
Now, something else that's somewhat connected to it, James, and you mentioned it, brought it to my attention, is the, and maybe you'd like to speak of this more, clubs push for October A-League to kick off with the FIFA breaks. Jimmy?
Yes.
Yep. So it looks like we're going to... James, oh, this is my... I'm trying to handball it to you, mate.
Oh, no, mate. I wasn't paying attention.
No, I know you weren't. likely to run from October to May. So are we... I didn't mind this season moving into the winter and the colder months.
I loved it.
Yeah, I quite liked it. But I understand...
Apart from that one game at ANZ, we're in the sun.
Oh, yeah. Gosh, right. That was brutal. But that was Chris's fault with him booking the seats. Yeah.
And the one time we were on the hill in Cogra and Jonathan didn't like it.
But the sun was in my eyes.
Are we happy with the sport being a spring, summer, autumn? Or do we want it?
I don't really care.
I think it's better in the autumn and summer myself.
Yeah. Not to belittle us or whatever, but I just don't think we could compete with. I'd like to see what.
It's not even about that. It's about ground availability and just the vibe.
And the FIFA breaks as well, the international stuff the now vibe. At the moment.
Yeah, I think this October thing's the best of both worlds, right? It allows us to have a slight overlap with the start of registrations for the domestic soccer season, not the professional one, you know, kids going out and kicking a ball around type thing.
That is good.
So it A-League's on, teams, we're coming up to final series, bang, everything's excited, go and register for soccer, right? Yep. Helps the FFA out. It also aligns, and the big piece of that, right, is that it aligns all kind of with some of the FIFA breaks, right, which means if you're a Socceroo from Australia, going overseas and coming back means missing out on A or none, as in one or none club games, right, which has been, you know, a long-held bone of contention by most A-League clubs that have a Socceroo, not Brisbane.
Why the Brisbane hate?
I just don't like Brisbane at the moment. Yeah, just not feeling it.
Yeah, so that's good timing.
Yeah, exactly. So, look, I think it's probably a nice little middle ground.
Yeah.
But for all intents and purposes, it sounds like there's still some negotiation with the FFA to be done there because the FFA sets the calendar.
Yeah, they do, and they want some alignment there. So, like I said, Sean, mate, we could talk about it for a while, but I don't care as long as there's football on.
That's it.
We can get to go and...
And coming up next on our run sheet, John, have you organised it this week?
No, I told you it's gone.
Yeah, no trip down Middleby Lane, which means no Sydney FC for me.
It's gone. James,
what?
James's comments every week that he hated it just have really gotten to me.
I need to speak to the union with his bullying. And, it's disgraceful.
I just felt it was time to just give it a bit of a rest.
You're not a
Labour
voter. God, no. I have a brain. Sorry for everyone. Yep. Anyway,
thanks for the bundle quarantine, Sean.
We've just lost 22 of our patrons.
New South Wales NPL, Sydney FC played the Northbridge Bulls. Disappointing 2-2 draw.
Yeah, it was disappointing. The boys' results have been very lean the last couple of months. A lot of losses, a few draws. They're in a winning position, 2-1, goes into added time, about 4-odd minutes of added time, and you're thinking... Yeah, you know, should shut it down from here, playing over at Adenza Park, the home ground of Northbridge.
Yes, home ground of Northbridge.
Of Northbridge, exactly. Bulls, FC, MacArthur. Goals to Clayton Taylor and Corey Holman, the young Holman.
Yeah, a couple of players you don't usually see on the score sheet, yeah, which is nice to see.
I know the commentator's like, oh, great goal to Sergejevic. And Saracen, I'm like, no, somebody entirely different. But, you know, Northbridge, MacArthur pumped it long. It was a bit of a – almost went out on the byline. They cut it back. I think keeper pushed it out, and then it was just this diving header in and around near the six-yard box, and they literally won it with the last kick. Oh, sorry, they drew with the last kick of the game. But frustrating, I'm sure Jimmy Van Rie was thinking, finally, 3 points here. It's coming, it's coming, it's coming. We can go into that change room. Happy, finally getting some, you know, bit of luck airway, but it just didn't fall for the boys. But, you know, I watching the game, I thought Corey Holman was absolutely sublime. He set up the first, scored the second. But anyway, the boys will have to fight another day.
Hopefully, hopefully we hold on to this Holman.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. It's good to see him get some game time as well.
Who are they? Who have we got next week, mate?
Next week, sir. Fuck, I wrote Northbridge, but we don't. No. I wrote all the right details.
Just
I
know. So
oh, don't
you
tell
know.
Me. I'm going to say
yeah, no,
it's
that's all right. While you're looking it up, just no. So you know,
oh, mate,
everybody
drew
that's
it.
Listening.
Now I drew it. Because I cut and paste, because instead of rewriting it, like everything, Mount Druitt. We've got Mount Druitt Rangers. I knew that, but everything else I've got here on the run sheet is correct, so screw you guys.
What were you going to say, James?
Yeah, moment's gone.
Moment's gone?
All right.
Mark Warren's Heroes.
Yeah, Sunday, 6th of June, 6:30 p.m. over at Rockdale, our home ground. We had a 1-1 draw with them. That was that – I didn't feel like it was that long ago, Jono, but that was that – it got moved from Pompandetta, however that's you right. say, over to the Wanderers facility, and it was like a cyclonic wind, rainy night.
Mm-hmm.
Callan Talbot right. got the first right. in that game. A
that was
lovely
the weekend that Sydney Derby got cancelled, I
yes.
believe.
Yep. So it was a lovely ball from and Talbot finished it. Yeah, look, I'm confident with the boys. Maybe last week, so we'll get a little bit of confidence from it and be able to close out this game. It'll be a tight game.
Rangers have been going okay. I think they got a win against Wollongong last week.
They did.
They're in the top four, so.
It's going to be tough.
It's a really tight NPL table, to be
yeah,
fair.
It's like
we're only 1 point. We're last, but we're 1 point off second last. And then there's only a couple of wins up the ladder. So
like we were there on Sunday night to watch the Festival of Football and watch up here in Olympic run around.
There's something we hadn't mentioned.
They had a draw, 1-1. They're sitting in 7th and 8th.
Yeah.
And the way they play with the ferocity of that game, you'd think they'd be sitting both of them higher up on the table, but it is absolutely – point. Yeah. Absolutely.
It is. And, yeah, well, I mean, last year when Sydney NPL played Mount Druitt Town Rangers, we absolutely had their number. I think we won 4-1 or possibly even 5. Sean, the boys were going on a bit of a spree that game. So, yeah, hopefully, we say this every week, hopefully they get some 3 points very soon.
Now, you look at that table, John, like everyone's got like a negative goal difference. Bar the first three, United, City and Ellendon.
That's it. Let's talk about the big talking point of the week, Sydney FC versus Adelaide United. James?
Good game.
It was decent.
It was all right.
Flick switched.
I think so. A little bit unexpected performance, I thought. I know we played well in a derby, but...
Not that well. Not four goals well.
I kind of find Adelaide a little bit of our bogey side.
Yeah, I was not confident.
Especially playing at Cooper, playing at Cooper's, like playing away. It's a little bit of a fortress there for them, Adelaide. 4-1, bloody win. Who did we get? Alfie with a double, Bobo, and I got Wood.
Sure
you got
did.
Wood. Got
not
Wood.
The only one.
Lol.
Fucking awesome.
You're not the only one.
ABJ was out with a dodgy hammy. Still looks like we're starting with like a something that resembles a 4-3-3 with Bobo, Alfie and Costa up front. Ninko playing more central with the wonderful Anthony Caceres and Bratton sitting in behind.
Hasn't our gameplay changed since Caceres has been starting in the centre?
And Alfie too, but yeah, absolutely. Caceres, the boy likes to play forward. He's got eyes up and he's always looking, whether it be making a run, running with the ball, playing a pass. He's just so much more dynamic than Retre.
Yeah.
He's got more. It's not tricks, but he's just got more. He's just better. I don't know. He's just a better player.
I think you can see a bit more of the field, like a bit more peripheral vision, and like you said, he's got a few more tricks up his sleeve to get out of tight situations and to play, you know, play players on in those advanced areas. So yeah, I just think since the last three games, I think it's been he's been exceptional in that starting role. So we've been saying for a while he just needs to start. No matter where it is.
Yeah, put him at centre back now with Wilco. Yeah. Whatever, I don't care. Yeah,
so he's done exceptionally well. There was a few broadcast issues from what I understand, Sean, about the game.
Issues. Issues.
No, Jimmy was okay. I don't know if it was Fox or Go or KO, but there was KO's quite a bit of chatter online about people missing.
Should be right for next season, though.
The game. Should be all right for next season. Gents, that was our seventh win in the last 12. Which is not bad.
That sounds good.
Chuck four draws in and one loss in 12 games.
Okay, you'd take that.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
You'd take that.
It's pretty good. So the only loss in the last 12 is that that derby at Bankwest. When we weren't death riding us, but we were pretty pissed off.
I might have been on the way home.
You might have been. Yeah, Sean might have been.
Wasn't happy.
And the Western Sydney loss and the Newcastle Jets.
But some of those wins were piss poor wins.
Yeah, they were.
With the victory and United.
Yeah, but like I said, when you put it, seven wins, four draws, one loss, that's a pretty good record.
Did you have coffee with Corica this week as well?
No, I didn't.
That was last week he had boss coffee.
Just with Davina.
fucking hell.
Did you have coffee with Davina this week?
No.
Bloody Davina.
No.
You little.
So. Yeah. But that you would have to say, and look, within that 12 games, you had the 3-0 victory at Amy Park over Melbourne victory. We've had a couple of those, like you said, Sean, those scrappy wins, Perth Glory when the Lightning probably saved us a couple of points.
Thanks God.
Melbourne victory, the 1-0 and a 2-0 victory over them. So three of those wins have been against Melbourne victory. But I think this goes without a doubt as the best one.
I'd say my three favourite performances this season would be the other night and then the Adelaide and City draws we had at Leichhardt.
Ooh.
They're my three games that I think we, not so much result-wise, but just we played good football.
We did indeed. So let's talk moments. Let's do a buzzer. Let's talk men and moments. It started, I thought we were pretty much on top for most of the opening exchanges, Sean.
We didn't have to wait long, did we?
We didn't at all. And it was just a beautiful piece of play from Luke Bratton, who was getting dragged to the ground and somehow saw Grant in his periphery and worked the ball out to him with his left foot.
He's parallel 90 degrees adjacent, whatever, to the ground and like scissor kicks it over to him.
The ball, and Grant was a long way from the box. He was a long way from the goal, and just hit an area for Bobo and Alfie to run towards, and what a header.
Alfie is
so small, but so large.
Can you look up how tall he is? Because he's somewhat vertically challenged.
Somewhat.
But, you know, for a bloke who's not the tallest, I reckon I'd be taller than him.
He's bloody 34.
Yeah, but we're talking about a height here, James.
Yeah, mate, that's just readily available on Wikipedia.
Is it?
Sorry.
Oh, I thought it would be.
No.
Oh.
Leave Alfie alone.
But what I loved was he just found a way. The timing of his run, the timing of his leap.
1 meter 75, 5'9".
Oh, I'm 3 or 4 centimetres taller than him. Sweet.
Tell him.
I feel like a big man.
Tell him.
I feel from here I do.
That's
not
good.
Not to his face. I'll buy him that caramel.
I think the point you're trying to make, Sean, is that he's quite good in the air.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
And that he's a striker. He knows how to score goals and just get his... And there was just a stunning header. Stunning. Stunning sausage roll.
It was a very, very good header. James, what are your thoughts?
I really enjoyed it. Yeah. I enjoyed the whole game. I was most entertained and most pleased. So it was a lot of fun.
It was fun.
You know, after that goal, boys, they weren't without their chances, you know, hit the post, came off. That could have made it 1-1 at that stage if that had snuck in. Some really nice, cool, calm, composed defending by, I think it was McGowan. Not Mork, or somebody got into the box and he just kind of held his ground and blocked the shot. The Elsie send-off.
the Elsie non-send-off.
Well,
in the first half.
Yeah, the studs up, flying in, feet up challenge. That probably should have been a red right then and there.
Definitely should have been a red.
But it wasn't. All right, yellow, cautioned. Fast forward to the 62nd minute. Costa gets the ball. We're coming out from, I think it was a corner, on the transition, looking to play in behind for a marauding Alfie, and he just gets checked and held back and pulled down, and Elsie didn't complain. He knew that he was in strife.
The football gods saw fit to present that situation. And, yeah, like I said, he should have been off just before halftime with Bobo. Bobby was absolutely livid, and rightly so. Jimmy, like, you watch a lot of more European football than Sean and I, but is it just the A-League? Like, that's a red any day, is it not?
Yeah, look, I mean, we run on a similar system to the Premier League in terms of it doesn't get reviewed unless VAR tells you to go and review it. And once they tell you to go and review it, you know that you've made a mistake, because they won't tell you to review it unless they think you've made a mistake. So the outcome's almost predetermined.
Yeah.
It kind of sucks, right? It should have been red. It's double footer, studs up, flying in out of control.
Yeah.
The thing that got me is when we came back from half time, Bobo was chatting to the ref, and one of the commentators overheard the chat, and the ref basically said to Bobo, "No, mate, I've looked at it again. It was a yellow." So,
what does that tell you?
Do you think in Australia, unless it causes injury, then they go, "Well, it's only a yellow"? Like, unless he actually went down and injured, stumbled off.
Yeah.
That's what I kind of feel in Australia. And, you know, we've got that stigma of, like, you know, we're a tough physical league. So, you know, we've got a little bit more leniency. But I glossed over two things. Alfie's second. Barbarousas, who, you know, I'm not always a huge fan. But a lovely ball into, you know, over there. Finished it off. Bobo had to kind of shuffle out of the way a little bit.
It was really good interplay. Alfie actually started that, I think, with his head, and then sent it wide to Costa. And just the intent, again, from both Bobo and Lafondra to run into the box. If it hadn't fallen to Alfie, it would have fallen to Bobo. Like, it was just the two-striker system is just working.
It's everything's clicked since Adam Lafondra came back, which is why, you know, going back to our initial conversation at the beginning of the pod, I'm not actually that worried.
These three blokes going off to Dubai.
I'm not. Van der Sar's gone well. God, I keep forgetting the other guy's
Walland.
Name. Walland. I always forget Betty, Walland. Betty. I don't know why. Walland is, you know, has done well when he's come on as well.
Got me in the match the other week.
Right, they're solid. They're doing well.
We still have
goalkeeper's the weakish part. And it's a bit of an unknown. And, you know, you and I saw Hewitt Bell play
the Ollie Roos game,
so I've got some reservations there. But I'm not actually that worried, because everything's just starting to click at the right time.
Well, you know what gives me hope or gives me confidence is that we still got the Caceres, Brad and Ninko, kind of that nucleus in the midfield. And of course, our front three with Costa, Alfie and Bobo, you know, Wood coming on to getting up.
But I think we all agree, like, since Alfie has come, it's relieved that pressure off Costa, and he's been able to contribute a hell of a lot more. Some of the balls, like, he was involved in a lot on the weekend and has been for the last few. Jimmy, you're absolutely right. Everything's starting to click. And
clickety click. Speaking of clicking.
Yes.
Pat Wood.
Oh.
Oh, can we go back to the
we skip forward to Pat Wood?
Oh, no. I was just going to say, if Alfie's not scoring them, he's setting them up for Bobo. Yeah, for Bobo with a nice little finish there as well, which I thought maybe Alfie's run was a bit offside, but he timed it well.
It initially looked, didn't it?
Yeah.
But Luke Bratton, yeah, what a wonderful ball from Bratz to send Alfie on his way, as you said, Sean.
All right, now it's your time, James. Come on.
Pat Wood.
Yeah.
So beautiful. I even tweeted that I had Wood for Wood, obviously, which is the predetermined joke that one must tweet whenever Patrick Wood assists or scores.
Or just steps onto the
field. I also CC'd in Danny Townsend, who responded with two laughy emojis. So he...
Your mate.
No.
Sorry, Danny, name dropper.
Danny Townsend, CEO of Sydney FC, appreciates phallic humour.
APL chairman, yeah.
Appreciates phallic humour.
If you didn't,
get the punchline out.
I don't think you could turn up to our podcast if you didn't, to be fair.
Yeah. What was that message he left you?
What?
It also involved Wood.
It did.
No, that was, it was just brilliant. It was a lovely little run. It was, what was his first touch of the game? Second touch of the game? Yeah, but yeah, first shot. On for a minute or two, just awesome. Ninko, it's what you want to see from the young kids.
Ninko was trying to play a cute little ball into the box, wasn't he? And there was two players. I can't remember who the other player was, but Wood just stole it.
I feel
from
like it was cost. No,
Wood just stood up and went, nah, this is mine. Took it with aplomb and finished down.
Well, what Ninko did before he played it into what it was eventually to Wood was he just held the ball up on that edge of the box.
Just had time.
And just looked to... looked to play back, and two Adelaide players went that way. And they just gave him that space. Went, all right, there you go. Go for a run. It was beautiful. There's Ninko just doing.
I'll save you.
Sneaky bitch.
I'll save you.
They got a goal. Maybe my gripe is I would have loved to have clean sheet. Redders loves clean sheets. Could have had a clean sheet before he left. But, hey, at the end of the day, score four goals on the road against Adelaide. Happy days. I can't winch this. I can't winch too much this week.
No. Look, it was you can't. I don't think anyone could. It was such nice football to watch, you know. And like I said, Adelaide, I think they've been in great form, but they've certainly had a decent, probably a better season than what a lot of people would have thought. They've had a few injuries themselves with players in and out, but for us to go to Hindmarsh and put on a performance like that,
very happy.
Pretty happy with
very,
that.
Very happy. And great stadium too.
It is. Yeah, it is. Definitely.
Love
this stadium.
Love the rectangle. Some subs came on, Jono, or the kids. Kyrie just went, all right, go on, kids, have a run.
Yeah, I think I commented on that, that it was literally because we're cruising. It's like, yeah, put the kids on.
Yeah.
Give them a run.
Even Ivanovic, have a run. Harry came on, Wallen came on for King, Retre, and Woody came on as well, of course. So anyway, boys, SSCU votes.
I am going to fence it because that's what I do. It's my thing. It's my go-to. I will give Ryan McGowan 2 for a couple of key interceptions. I will give Mr. Lafondra 2 and I will give maybe Bratton 2 for some... expert balls.
I'll go Ryan and King, 1 each. Alfie, 2. Bratton, Caceres, 1 each. Yeah, that works, yep.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll do my maths.
Okay.
I lost count.
So did I.
2 for King, 2 for Bratton, 1 for Alfie, 1 for Wood.
Oof. Nice. Good. I like that, James. That's really good.
Someone's got to be succinct on this pod.
Exactly, right?
And I have some cajons. Honorary,
have some
memorable mentions. What are they called again?
Yeah, honorary mentions.
Yeah, honorable.
Oh, we haven't done that for a while.
Yeah, I'll bring it back next week.
Top five SFCU votes.
Top six.
Can we give half points?
All right.
Good game.
James, this weekend, what's going on with Sydney FC?
Northbridge Bulls, apparently.
No.
Not what?
Stupid you guys. Run sheet. The 1 week I read the run sheet and you fuck it. We are versing Brisbane Roar on the 5th of June. Kickoffs at 3:05 PM.
What an odd time to kick off a football match.
On a Saturday too. Like, I think I'm doing stuff on a Saturday.
I
actually don't think I am.
Actually, you could come watch my game at 1 and then go watch.
Look at you with your life and stuff.
No. I kick off at 1.
I have no life.
come on, come watch me.
Okay. What are you doing at 1?
I'm playing soccer.
Oh, you said watch you, so I didn't know if this was like a couple thing. No? No, okay. No.
OnlyFans?
Yeah, 5th of June, kickoff 3:05. Odd time for a Saturday. It'll be on KO. Which, you know, the dropouts won't have to deal with much longer. We've versed them twice so far this season at nil all draw and a 1-1 draw. So hopefully we can get a win. We can see the front line clicking still. Wood coming on and giving us all collective Woods. Even if you're a woman, I want you to have Lady Wood for Pat Wood. So good luck with that.
So many places I could go with that.
All of them more and more inappropriate than the last. Yeah. Predicted lineup, lads.
True.
Yes. Okay. If there's going to be any kind of rotation or force rotation.
With Wood?
Yeah, force shafting.
Force shafting?
Fisting.
Oh, it's nearly time to end this. Excuse me?
I know. Wrong.
It happens.
Wrong appendage.
It's nearly time to end.
Oh. Don't be so outraged. It's a thing that happens. It's
nearly time to end the pod.
Goalkeeper this week. Tommy?
I think so.
Yeah.
I'd THB. Love to see Pavlicic.
Yeah,
so would
too.
I, but I think it's going to be Tommy.
Someone Cooper. Else prefers Pavlicic.
You said he's a teenager. Is that 18 or 19?
Pav? Oh, mate, I don't know.
That's all right. Don't worry about it. So Tom Heward-Bell, who's right back? Is that Retre?
I reckon Harry will start.
Ooh. Van der Sarg?
Yeah.
And Warland in the middle?
And you might see Retre.
Oh, not centre back.
No. So you might see Retre coming on for Harry after like two-thirds, three-quarters of the game. Because I remember Harry's played at right back a couple of times and he's pulled up, you know, with cramp and stuff like that. So I don't know if he might be able to get through a whole game.
Yeah.
But Retre will be that cover off the bench. He can cover.
You think so?
Yeah. Yeah, I reckon he'll.
Pav is 18, by the way.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, I can see him not getting a start then.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if he makes? It could potentially dent his confidence. He's not, you know, Donnarumma.
So you got Harry, Wilco, Warland. Yeah. Fair to say.
Yeah.
Obviously, Joel King over on the left. Our boy, AC, the Argentinian Bratton. Messi, and Bratz.
Yeah, the front.
Just that middle section is just clicking. Better than it has before.
Sure is.
And we had the players to do it before Adam Lafondre came. Right? You could put ABJ on the right, Caceres in the middle, Bratton in the middle, Milos on the left. Why? Why did Adam Lafondre have to come for that to happen? I'm flabbergasted. Ooh. Which is not, yeah, I know.
Good word.
Perplexed.
No, I liked it.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see
who's discombobulated.
And obviously on Ninko, Costa, Bobo, Alfie. The bench will be a bit interesting because now there's a few spots to fill because people have headed overseas and whatnot. So
well, that's something I actually haven't given much thought to.
You'll see Pat. You might see Geordie.
Mr. Yazbek.
Callum Talbot.
The boys.
Talbot. Talbot's making the extended squads. Well, that's another option we've got at right back.
I thought he was a... Oh, yeah, he is a right back.
That's another option.
Fuck, I forgot.
He's young,
I think
though.
He... Yeah, I think he... I think he'll be on the bench. I think, yeah, you're right there, Sean. Yeah.
You'd
have to blood them in case there's injuries.
Look, yeah, I think Van der Sarg and
ABJ might be back from his hammy. They might say have another week off.
Depends if he ruins it on the catwalk tonight.
Is that the nickname with Tati for Tati?
No, for him because he's a...
What?
Fashion week.
Yeah, I know. I got that.
Do you listen to the pod?
No. Sometimes. All right. So there's our line. Predicted score.
Just his own voice.
Is this going to be... Yeah, that's it. Are we going to see...
3-0.
Is it something for... Is Brisbane... Hang on, but is Brisbane...
You just said predicted score.
We haven't spoken much about Brisbane, have we?
But are they sewn up whatever spot they're in?
No, they're
so
not.
There's something for them to play for.
There's a lot for them to play for, and they were extremely disappointing from all reports against Western Sydney on Sunday, going down 2-0. Young Japanese fella Riku Denzaki's been... a highlight for them for several weeks now and will definitely be a danger for that back line.
Well, they've got Perth tomorrow night, which is tonight by the time this gets released.
It's Wednesday night. It's lovely. Yeah. That could help us. That could help us. So, look, I think Brisbane will make the finals. I think they only need a point out of their last two games to really wrap it up. No, they need more than that, to be fair. But... they'll be after it. And look, we, you know, we'll still be wanting to put in our best performance, especially with a brand new back line. I mean, they're going to want a clean sheet pretty bad. So I wouldn't be surprised if you saw, you know, Caceres and Bratton actually dropping in a bit more than what they normally would to provide a bit more protection to that new back line.
In which case, does he play Retre?
Well.
Yeah, good point. It's somewhat more defensive.
Give AC a bit of a break.
Horford, Long, Bobo, Costa, Alfie.
That's not a bad thing.
And keep in mind as well, with Caceres, he's played the three or four games and he's played close to 90, I think, most of them. He's not used to doing that much work as well in that number eight position. So he could have a rest. That's a good call. James. So yeah, it'd be interesting to see. I reckon we might see a bit more of a defensive setup.
Mm. What was you going to say for the scores though?
3-0.
Oh, nice. Jono?
I'll say 2-0.
I'll say 2-1. Us.
I'll say a goal to Alfie and a goal to Bobo.
Bobo.
I think I called the goals for last week, except for the Pat Wood one. Yeah, 2 to Alfie, 1 to Bobo.
Pat Wood.
Yeah. Anyway. All right, gents, that's it for tonight. So we've got a 3-0, a 2-1 and a 2-0 over Brisbane. Just see how they go against Perth on Wednesday night. That might affect what happens with them against us on the weekend at 3:05. Certainly don't forget that strange time. Gentlemen, it's been another wonderful evening sharing it with you. Thank you for your company. James?
Thank you.
Come back. What? Yep. Just saying thank you for your company and your input tonight.
No worries.
All right. Jonathan?
Thank you, Sean. Newcastle Jets are currently 2-0 up against the Central Coast Mariners as we record, which is quite funny.
And won't that
mean that we have wrapped up second position? Yes. So there's still half an hour to go, and it's Newcastle Jets, but we'll see how that plays out. So we could be second Central locked Coast. Up and a home final by the time you all listen to this tomorrow. So let's hope that's the case.